Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the first broadcast of Independence Baptist Church for the year 2015. Now, the Lord has blessed our church to be able to be part of your lives now for many years, and we pray that He will continue to allow us that privilege. Now, we do pray that in this last year, you've been able to grow closer to the Lord, and that He will continue to bless you in your growth during the year 2015. We'd better go ahead and get started, so let's turn the message over to Pastor Wayne Reynolds.
What does the Bible say about the use of tobacco? I know that some folks, when I bring up this subject, they will say, well, you know, the preacher, he has stopped preaching, and now he's gone to meddling. Well, I'm very well aware of what some people will say, and we really don't mean to meddle in your life, but we do need to bring out what the Bible says about the use of tobacco. Many of the things that we'll say about tobacco can also be applied to dancing, to drinking, and to other general wickedness. Many people want to find a Bible verse that says, "Thou shalt not use tobacco." But there is no verse like that in all of the Bible. Neither is there a verse that says, "Thou shalt not dance. Thou shalt not use alcohol." There's not a verse that says, "Don't use any kind of marijuana as well." The reason the Bible doesn't say, "Thou shalt not use tobacco or drugs or whatever," is because the Bible is not just a list of do's and don'ts. There are do's and don'ts in the Bible, but God wants us to see the principle behind His thoughts. God wants us to see more than just empty Christianity. God wants us to be full of Him and not just doing things. God wants us to be Christians, not just a bunch of Pharisees. Romans 1 states, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, we know this verse is true. And we also know we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice to a most holy God. With this thought in mind, let me ask, did your first use of tobacco come at the suggestion of God? Were you in church services when the pastor convinced you from the Word of God that you ought to use tobacco? Or did someone other than a faithful servant of God introduce you to tobacco? Think of that. Do you use tobacco in the name of, that is, by the authority of, the Lord Jesus Christ? Does the Spirit of God lead you in the use of tobacco? Romans 8, verse 5 states, "So they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." But listen, "But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So the question is this, are you letting people lead you in your flesh, or are you letting the Spirit of God lead you in the Spirit of God, and does that react in your natural body? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 states, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all in the glory of God." The question is very simple. Do you use tobacco to the glory of God? When you drink, can you drink to the glory of God? When you use drugs, can you use those to the glory of God? Or do you wish you had never started using tobacco? Do you wish you had never started using drugs? Can you thank God for the use of these illicit substances? Think of that. Does the use of tobacco put young people in the best of company or in the questionable company? I'm not saying now that all tobacco users are lost, or that they are bad people. for there are many good people that use tobacco. I am saying that there are many bad habits that accompany tobacco, such as drinking, swearing, smart talk, and all such other things. I'm asking this question, is it good for young people to use tobacco? I'm asking the question, is it good for middle-aged people to use tobacco? I'm even asking the question, is it good for older people to use tobacco? Do you recommend that your children learn how to smoke, how to chew, or how to dip? Are you recommending that your children learn how to use drugs? Think of this. Would Christ have used tobacco? Well, I think that's very doubtful, is it not? If you use tobacco, are you being like Christ? Think of that. Does tobacco belong to a separated people? A people separated from the world by the cross of Christ? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Wow. When we are saved, our body really becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. And we shouldn't defile the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit with ungodly tobacco usage, or with ungodly drug usage, or with ungodly alcohol. We should not do that at all. Now, I know that some people approve tobacco use by comparing it with overeating. They say it is wrong to overeat, and it is wrong to use tobacco. But one isn't any worse than the other. Let me ask you, is the intense craving for tobacco a natural God-given hunger? Or is the craving for tobacco actually from Satan himself? Is tobacco nourishment for your body? Matthew 6, verse 11 states, give us this day our daily bread. Can we really ask God to give us tobacco when we ask him for our daily food? Think of that. Others will say, well, it's nobody's business but mine. I can do with my own body what I want to do. Well, I tell you what, it's God's business. You know, every person is going to be judged by God for the things they do in this body, whether it's been good or whether it's been bad. The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 6 in verse number 20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Read that again. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 states, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Romans 14, verse 7 states, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Romans 14, 21 states, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Romans 15, verse 3 states, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. So we find that it is somebody else's business. First of all, it is God's business. What you do in your body, it is God's affair. When you're representing the Most High God, it is his business that you be an able representative of his. If you're saved, you belong to him. Not just your spirit, but your entire life belongs to the Lord. Jesus has bought and paid for you with his own precious sinless blood, and he wants you to be a good example of him. Not only is it Jesus' business, But younger people will follow your example. Younger people will follow my example. If we are guilty of leading anybody into sin, God will judge us. If we lead anybody into righteousness, God will reward us. Think of that. You see, if we lead people into wickedness, God will judge us. If we lead people into righteousness, God will reward us. Listen, we're not in this world to please ourselves. We're in this world to please our Heavenly Father, who guides us, who leads us, who protects us from all harm. I know there's some that will say, I can be saved and use tobacco. Well, that is very true. Nothing will send you to hell except to reject Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But you can lose a lot of rewards by not following the example of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. Do you want to get away with all the sin you can get away with? Or do you want to get away from all the sin you can get away from? Let me ask you that again. Do you want to get away with all the sin you can get away with? Or do you want to get away from all the sin you can get away from? Your truthful answer to this question will reveal some hidden things about your own heart. Have you allowed God to speak quietly to your own heart, withholding your own will until He has spoken? Listen, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 states, quench not the Spirit. James 4:17 states, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Romans 14:23 states, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Think of this. Do you use tobacco? Can you use drugs? Can you do all that meanness, trusting God to give blessings? Or do you quietly pray that God will spare you from the consequences of your evil actions? Notice Proverbs 14, verse 9. The Bible said, fools make a mock at sin, but unto the righteous there is favor. You know, I once knew a good man who would mock his own cigarette smoking. He called his cigarettes coffin nails and little sins. But sure enough, this good man got lung cancer. This good man did quit smoking, but it was too late. He lost his life to tobacco. But I remember this testimony that he gave, that it was sin, because he called it little sins. What takes more real courage, following God or following the longings of your body? Nobody in their right mind will say that following God is easy. But it is very satisfying to say no to sin and yes to God. Don't you really believe that Satan is more satisfied with the use of tobacco than God is? Listen, Romans 8, verse number 13 states, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Listen, it is not easy to quit using tobacco. It is a drug the body craves. But through the Spirit of God, all tobacco users can have the victory. The victory is in Jesus Christ, not in yourself, but the victory is in Jesus Christ.
We do thank you again for listening this morning, and we'd like to once again invite you to attend services with us. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services. We have a 3:45 prayer meeting, and evening worship services will be starting at 4:30. Now, if you've been thinking about it, then don't put it off any longer. Start getting ready now, and go ahead and come this morning. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And for more information about the church, simply log on to our website at independencebaptist.org. You can also give us a call at 636-673-2180. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we are thankful you're able to join us this morning. We pray that the Lord will again allow you to join us next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.